Welcome to another video tutorial brought to you by tutvid.com. This one we're going to be looking at a very cool feature of Fireworks called the button editor. And it's actually not only a button editor, but it's also a button creator. Basically what we're going to do is we're going to create a navigation bar, and not just a regular old text navigation bar. We're actually going to create a pretty nice navigation bar, something that's got a rollover state, it's got your down states, and also we're going to go over how you can actually link that using Fireworks. So you can do all of your linking of your buttons and all of that without even leaving Fireworks if you want. You can export it and do that in other programs, but I'm going to show you how to do it in Fireworks. Okay, so basically what we're going to be looking at, as I said before, is the button editor. And the button editor is going to bring us through all of the states of building a button, from drawing the button to the up state to the down state to the rollover state. It's got a few other little things. And the nice thing about using the button editor, well, there are a few nice things about it actually, but the one thing that I really like about it is it, when you create one button, I should say, not it, when you create one button, it takes the button and it saves it as a symbol. It saves it in your library. So to make this navigation bar, we'll only have to create one of these buttons, and we'll just be able to drag the other ones out of the library, do a few minor adjustments, change the text, and that'll be it. Our buttons will be ready to go. And there's a lot of really nice things, and we'll get into that a little more in depth in a few minutes. But the other nice thing about the button editor is it creates all of the HTML you're going to need in order for this thing to work when you get it out on the web. Okay, so there's a lot of good reasons to use the button editor, although you can still create buttons manually if you so choose. Alright, now one other thing I want to say before we get going, get making buttons, is it's a good idea to create buttons with rollovers, or rollovers for your buttons, and maybe even down states when you're creating these graphics for the web, because it really allows users to know that, hey, I'm over here, you can click on me, I'm going to bring you to something new, or I'm going to take you somewhere else, or whatever. It's just a very clear visual indicator that something's going to happen when somebody clicks on it. So it's a really good idea. And basically the way a rollover works is you have this button, which is one image. When someone rolls over it, JavaScript is used to swap that image with a rollover image. Okay, and when someone clicks on it, then maybe JavaScript is used again to swap that rollover image with yet another image, the down image. Okay, so it's really a good idea to create rollovers for your buttons, and it certainly is helpful for people visiting your site. Alright, so with that in mind, we're going to take a quick look at this navigation bar here that I've created, and then we're going to go ahead and create one of our own. So I'm going to click the preview button up here in the top left hand corner, and you can see here when I roll over, I get my rollover states, and now any of these I click, I get a down state. Alright, so that's pretty cool. Go back to original. I'm actually going to close that out, and we are going to start from scratch. We're going to start with a new document. New document dialog pops up. We're going to say 600 pixels by 300 pixels, so it's 600 pixels width, 300 height, resolution, leave it at 72 dpi, canvas color, white. That's just our background color. Now, first thing we need to do is actually create the button, but we're not going to do that right here on the stage. We're going to open up our button editor. I'm gonna make my window a little bit smaller here, and you create a button by coming here under Edit, Insert, New Button. Okay, and as you can see, another window has popped up. I just unmaximized my window to show you that it's like almost like a completely new document. And you can see here when I maximize the window again, I've got tabs up here, almost as if this is a completely separate document. Okay, but it's not, it's the button editor. So let's get started making our button. First thing we're going to do is come down here to the vector tools. We're going to use all vector stuff when working with this button. It gives you the most flexibility, most editability. Okay, so we're going to draw a rectangle. We're going to drag it to the approximate center. We're not going to get, you know, all elaborate and everything, trying to position it exactly centered. We're just going to position it approximately in the center of your canvas. We're going to open up our color picker, and I have my orange ready selected. But click on that color swatch and just hit whatever color you want there in the eyedropper. Make sure that rectangle is selected. Come over here, select the little stroke color, and I'm going to do a darker orange, just a one pixel stroke here. You can see we just have one. Okay, and I'm going to click anywhere on the stage to deselect that. Now I'm going to grab the text tool right over here under vector tools as well. And I'm going to put this right here in the center of my rectangle, and I'm just going to type about us. And I'm going to grab my selection tool, and I'm going to drag it and position it in the approximate center once again. Not worrying too much about it being perfect. And I'm going to change my typeface here to Arial. Make sure it's bold. We're going to set the size to about 28. Say 28, that looks good. And also, I want to make sure that the alignment here is set to center alignment. That's going to be important because later on when we change this text and replace it with different text, because these are going to be a whole series of buttons here on our navigation bar, so they're not all going to say about us, at least with most sites. Usually you have different words on your different buttons. Anyway, center align, because when you go and replace this text with other text, you want it to still appear to be the center of the button regardless of the size of the word. See, if we just left aligned it and then we put in a word like home, it would start over here and the word would end by the time you get to the U and the about us. So that wouldn't look good. We want it to look like it's coming out of the center of each button. So we're going to make sure it's center aligned. All right? So here we go. There's our button. Now, one thing I want to point out, and it's very important, and that is before you go on, before you come up here to the overstate or the downstate or the overwhile downstate, you want to make sure that this is how you want the button to be, all right? Finish creating your button now, because the over, down, and overwhile downstates draw off of this upstate. They base what they're doing off of this upstate, okay? And as you're going to see in just a second, we're actually going to copy this upstate over to them. So if you come back and you change the upstate after you've copied what it looks like now, that's not going to show up in the overstate, okay? And it could do stuff that you don't want it to do, or not do stuff that you want it to do. So you just want to make sure you draw what you want here and get it done with. So let's move on to the overstate. Up here in the top left-hand corner, press the over tab. Now, as you can see, nothing is here, okay? It's as if Fireworks has eaten your button, but it hasn't. All it's done is moved on to the overstate, and you have to recreate the button here. You don't have to redraw it, though. Fireworks has included a wonderful little feature here called the Copy Up Graphic, and as you can see here over on the right-hand side, there's a button that says Copy Up Graphic. When you press that, it's going to do just that. It's going to copy the up graphic to the overstate. Okay, so now our up and over are the same exact things. Well, the overstate is when a user actually rolls your mouse over your button. So we're going to change our color, the color of this rectangle here. We're going to change it. We're going to select that same orange, but we're going to come back into the color picker, and up at the top of the color picker off to the right-hand side, there's a little color spectrum. We're going to press that, and that's going to open up our custom colors area. And over to the right-hand side here, we've got this hue running up the side. We're just going to push it up a little bit to lighten up our orange. And we're going to hit the Add to Custom Colors button and then hit the OK button. And there we go. You can see now that it's lighter. That's good. Now we're going to come over to the downstate. And once again, our graphic's gone, but this time it's the copy over graphic. So we're just going to hit that, and it's going to copy the over graphic, this button right here. And when the user has pressed down the button, I want the button to get darker. Okay, so I'm going to come back and select that original orange once again. So now our down and up states are identical, same exact things. But the down state, I want the orange to get a little darker yet. So I'm going to go back into the custom colors area. And that's once again that little color spectrum at the top of the color picker. And I'm just going to drag my slider down a little bit till it almost looks brown orange. All right, so now you can see the difference between the up and the down states. Okay, I like it. Now, before we leave the button editor, I just want to point out this active area tab is not actually one of the states. The only states are the up, over, down, and over, while down, which we're not going to get into right now. Over, while down is kind of complicated, but not really. But just play around with it, and you'll get the gist of what it does. But we're not going to do an over, while down state on this button. The active area is the area that is like the activator area, okay, hence the name active area. Basically, whatever this area is, like if you make this area the size of the stage, anywhere the user rolls their mouse around this button, it will trigger that rollover state, okay? So when I roll over this, it's going to trigger the rollover state. When I press down on this active area, it's going to trigger the down state. That's what the active area is. So now that we have the button we want, we're going to hit the done button because we're done. Now, You might notice something sort of funny has happened, or if you don't know what's happened, it might not be so funny. But what has happened here is our button has changed color. It is now green. But that's only temporary, because what this is a slice. And the slices in Fireworks by default are green, and it's semi-opaque, so it appears to be darker green. And the red lines running into it are simply slice guides. You can hide all of this stuff by clicking this tab, or this button, excuse me, not tab, this button in the bottom left-hand corner of the web section of your toolbar. Okay, and there you go, our orange button. And we can bring the slices and whatnot back. I don't really like working with them, at least not in most cases. Sometimes they're helpful for using as guides, etc., but we're going to work without them for the time being. So we finished making our button. The one thing we haven't done is we haven't seen what it does. We haven't previewed it. Well, Fireworks allows us to preview our stuff right here in Fireworks. All we have to do, up in the top left-hand corner, right next to the original, which is basically the edit area, hit the preview button. And this is what happens. When you roll over it, it becomes lighter. When you click it, it becomes darker. Now, it has stayed that dark color, which it does. That's the down state. When you click on it, it acts like one of those old push-button radios or push-button anythings where you push the button, and that button stays pressed in until you press another button, and then it pops out. Okay, so because we don't have another button to press, it's going to stay in the pushed-in state, which is the down state. All right, so we're going to come back to edit the original. So remember before I mentioned that the reason we're using the button editor, or one of the reasons, not the all the reasons, but one of the reasons we're using the button editor is because Fireworks is going to put this button away for us, put it away in our library so we can get it out later. The library is located here under the window menu. Come down and hit library. And there our button is. Now, we're going to give this button a name, and you can do that by double-clicking the name right here in the library. It pops symbol properties, and we can actually switch it to be a graphic, an animation, or a button. It's a button, so we're going to keep it a button. And we're just going to name it navbar btn, and hit OK. Now, we're going to click that name and drag out to the stage. Okay, there we go. We're going to drag out three. We're going to have four total. There we go. Now, a little bit of a problem with these at this point. If we try to line all of these up side by side, you're going to see that we do not have space. Okay, so what we need to do is we need to make them a wee bit smaller. Now, there's a very quick way we can do that, and that's by selecting them all and coming up to Modify. It's the Modify menu. Drop down to Transform and go to Numeric Transform. Numeric Transform is a pretty cool little dialog box. You got a few little options in here, but we're going to stick with the scale option here. Make sure Constrain Proportions is selected, and Scale Attributes, as a matter of fact. That will take care of that stroke. Make sure the stroke stays proportionately the same size. Now, we want this to scale down to 50% of the size we have it now. So we're going to have all of these buttons. So we're going to hit the OK button, and you can see all of them have become much smaller. Perfect. Now they're actually going to fit on our stage. One thing I do want to point out about resizing them is you don't have to worry about the over and down states. If I preview, you're going to see it has resized all of the over and down states as well. So that's a nice little thing that Fireworks takes care of for us. All right, so to turn these into a navigation bar, we need to align them. So that requires the Align palette. We're going to come up here to Window, and we're going to go down to Align. And here's the trusty Align palette. First thing we need to do on the Align palette is we are going to specify that we want to align based on our canvas. So we're going to click this To Canvas button, all right, top left-hand corner of your Align palette. Then we're going to space all of these evenly horizontally. Okay, you're going to see it spaces them all out evenly horizontally according to the stage. And the last thing we're going to do is line up the tops of all of these with the tops, or with the top of the stage. And that's right over here on the Align Top Edge button. Okay, so there we go. We've got all of these lined up. They're not quite a navigation bar yet, though. So we're going to take care of that right now. I'm going to move these down off the top edge because really what I wanted to do is just align the top edge of the buttons. And in order to get these to actually touch, we have to nudge them by hand. So I'm just going to nudge these over. Just like that. Perfect. Now, whoops. There we go. Alright, so let's come in here and make sure everything looks fine. Alright, looks good. So now we have our navigation bar. It's all lined up, all ready to go. We've got our down states, rollovers, everything works. The only problem is, like I briefly mentioned before, it's kind of nice to have proper text labels on your buttons so users know what they're clicking on. It helps. Part of the point of having the navigation bar. All right, so let's change the text on these buttons. It's actually pretty easy to do. We just select the button down here on the properties panel, top left hand text box is called text. And it's just that. It's whatever the text is on the button. So in this case, I'm going to type home, and when I deselect, switches to home. And you can see that it's automatically centered in the button because before we took the time to make sure that we had this text center aligned. We're going to leave the second one as about us. The third one, we're going to type locations. And the fourth one, we're going to type rates. All right, so just like that. Text, navigation bar, completely done. But there are a couple little things we're going to look at, and one of them is the importance or the helpful side of using symbols, the very helpful time-saving side of using symbols. We're going to come back up into the window menu and grab the library again. This symbol is here on the stage four times, but all of these are not actually that symbol. They're just an instance of that symbol. They point back to the symbol and say, hey symbol, hey nav bar button, what should I look like? You know, whatever you look like, I'm gonna look like, okay? So if we change one of these, I'm gonna double click on one of these buttons and you're gonna see it's gonna bring me into the button editor. Now if you noticed, I double clicked the home button, but it's bringing me into the about us button. That's because this is the original button. These are all instances of that original button. So whatever we change in this button, if we change text or font, if we change the color, it's going to change on all of these because all of these are constantly asking this button, what should I look like? So just for an example, I'm going to make this a blue button, all right? And when I hit done here, done button, you can see it has changed all of my colors to blue. And if we hit preview, it's only done it to the upstate. You can see our overstate still flashes orange and our downstate still becomes that brown orange. All right, so I don't want it to be blue. I'm going to go back and change it to orange. Close the library. And a couple little things we're going to look at real quick. First off, when you create a navigation bar or you create a navigation column, whatever it is, you're probably going to have more than four buttons, maybe not, but even if you only have four buttons and you've made this same exact navigation bar right here, each of these buttons is three images. You've got the upstate, the downstate, and the overstate. That's three images that are going to swap out at any given time. Well, not at any given time. At any given time, the user rolls over or clicks down. But they're going to swap at some point. But the whole point is you have three images there for every button. Now, if you're creating a 8 or 10 button navigation bar, or even just a 4 one, as I said a second ago, we have 12 images coming out of these four buttons here. And, you know, they're not really named very creatively. They don't have a name. So if I come and look at these buttons, I have no way of knowing which button is what. Okay, if I wanted to open one somewhere else and make a little edit or just know what's going where and what's happening. So I highly recommend that you name these buttons here in Fireworks, and you name them by putting a name into this edit the object name box here right below the word button in the properties panel. So I'm going to name this one home BTN because now when this file gets saved out, when this file gets exported, this image is going to be called home BTN underscore probably some number, 1 for the up, 2 for the over, 3 for the down, or something like that. The whole point is it's going to make it much easier for me to just look at the list of files and say, okay, I know what this is, I know what that is, I know what that is, and just be able to know what's going on or whatever. So this is about us, BTN. I'm just double-clicking, and it selects that text. Locations, BTN. and rates BTN. All right, so there we go. All of these are named, and now it's going to save me any kind of headache I might have later on as far as finding these. Okay, and the last thing, of course, I promised I would go over it at the beginning of this tutorial, and something that's very important, linking. How do I link my buttons to other websites or other pages within my website? Now, obviously, a navigation bar, you need to link it. That's the whole point of a navigation bar. And it certainly helps to be able to click on a link and it actually go somewhere. So we're going to go over how you can actually link this stuff. Right here within Fireworks, you can do your linking if you want. And I'm going to show you how to do that. Or you can export this stuff and you can take care of the linking over in some other application, Dreamweaver, Go Live, whatever you want. Okay? But this is a Fireworks 8 tutorial. I am going to show you how to link here in Fireworks. Select the button you want to link. Down here in the Properties panel, there is a link text box. How convenient. In there, you just type your URL. And there we have it. That's linked up. I'm going to preview it real quick. And I can click on it. And that would bring me to the website. All right, now these aren't linked to anything, but this one is linked. All right, and when you export this, when you take it out, it will already be linked, so you're not going to have to worry about that when you get into whatever your HTML editor is. All right, so that's basically it. That is how to create these navigation bars here in Fireworks, and more importantly, how you use the button editor and how you can use it to your advantage using symbols and taking care of linking, making sure you get your files named so you can go in and know what's going on and make sure you're nice and organized. All right, so I hope you learned something from this one. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you go check the site out. The site is www.tutvid.com. Plenty of other free video tutorials there as well. Thanks for watching.